Hello and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm Jeremiah, and I'll be reading poems of my choosing from Poetizer.com, including one of my own that I created during the week. I hope you'll enjoy this form of art with me and decide to check out the poets of the show later. All links are in the description. Let's get started. Our first poem is by SamIam365. It's called Pain. Pain. Pain is my middle name. Once you feel pain, you will never be the same. I feel it all over my body, all in my brain. I sometimes don't know how it came to be this way. I'm afraid that this feeling will stay. I pray that everything will be okay. I know that life isn't perfect, and I am glad to see another day. With a few of my own teeth missing, I understand this next poem very well. It's by Crow's Muse, called Sweet Tooth. Sometimes my suicidal ideation comes out, sweet as a day without pain, a near-fatal overload of sugar, like I'm still a child worrying at the gums, and I don't really care if I won't see my 30th birthday, as long as I keep having a sweet time. Yikes, that one hits hard. Talk to Me by S.D. Taylor. Talk to me about love, how you feel when you feel it, what you do for it, what you couldn't do without it. Talk to me about love, when the nights are dark and there's no light around. Tell me and I'll listen. I'll do my best to listen and I'll learn to love the words you speak. Maybe they'll heal me. Talk to me about love when the days are cold and I have no one to hold. Talk to me about love when I feel like giving up. This next one is by my wife, and it is called Shattered. My heart had died down the beaten mile when I saw the darkest depths of that detested smile. If I had known how you were, I would have treaded lightly. I would have avoided you altogether, yet instead you left me shattered. All my life you were there, as far as I could remember. As I recalled the innocent days, I remember nothing as a snare. But here you came, you put on a face I did not know. Then you left me estranged, and down I fell. I was left shattered. Now don't worry, this one is not about me. It's not about me. Here's the last one. It was one that I just did a couple of days ago. Only a Flesh Wound by J.J. Bullfrog. She found him in the lily pots with a wound on his webbed toe. She might be crazy silly lots, but her heart is made of gold. She saved the gooey swamp friend from the thing's untimely demise. A friend of Phibian's a friend of mine. I consider a frog helper the wise. Even as a frog does nothing important, you must know that they also hurt nothing. Rare folk may consider them ugly, although their true beauty's worth something. Back to the story from the first pair of lines, she surprised me with saving a second. To keep a frog from being stepped on is kind, and their redeemer is to be reckoned with. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Bullfrog Dusk. If you would like to hear your poem or recommend someone else's on this podcast, please message me on Instagram. My username is JJ_Bullfrogstagram. You can also email me at bullfrogcast@gmail.com. Another option of contacting me is going to the website jjbbulfrog/podcast. I know it's long, but it's worth it. Remember to share this podcast with all of your friends. I hope you all have a most wonderful afternoon.